First of all, congratulations to our winner last week of the Poppies book giveaway, and that was Chris Miller. She's taken home Chappie. And remember, of course, every week when we do this lovely book review with Pam from Poppies, we have a book to give away. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Megan.
Hey, I tell you what, two great books this week that I see you've got in your hot little hands
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So the first one that we're going to talk about is called I Saw a Man by Owen Shears. And when you first showed this to me, you said, oh, yes, it's a goodie. It's a goodie. And that summed it up to me.
It's a goodie full of tension.
Yeah. And that's the kind of book you like, isn't it?
Yes, although I'm kind of coming round. It wasn't my genre originally, but I think maybe the quality of these books has improved, maybe.
Yeah. So great. So tell us a little bit about I Saw a Man.
Okay, so this, I guess we'll have to call it a psychological thriller, for want of anything better. Now, it's, how can we say, set in the States, contemporary, and the event which drives the whole story, the kind of the tragedy, happens one Saturday afternoon when Michael, he's our main character, goes next door actually to retrieve a screwdriver that the guy borrowed. Doors open, no one seems to be home, so he kind of knocks on the door like you would, calls out, goes in the kitchen to see if anyone's there, no one is, and he has a funny feeling that something's not quite right, and you can feel this tension is starting to build up. So he goes in through the house, he even goes upstairs, he finds nothing. But then during this looking around, this catastrophic event happens, which I won't tell you about because that will kind of spoil the story.
And something to do with the title of Seeing a Man, maybe?
No, not really.
Oh, good.
No. So I won't tell you.
Okay.
But this is what drives. He knows what's happened because he's seen it.
Right.
So now he can't tell anyone. So it's deceit, it's lies, it's guilt, it's all these really important things which follow on through him and also the family that the house belongs to. They've got issues which are all connected with the event as well.
Okay.
So I really can't tell you too much about the unfolding, but it's an absolutely great read.
Okay, so that one's called I Saw a Man. If you're intrigued by that, pop in and see Pam and Brett and they'll point you in the right direction for that one. The one that we're giving away today, Pam, and do remember, listeners, if you are wanting a lovely book to read and to win, remember all you have to do is text Megan to 3920 to pick up this one. It's by Paula McLean and it's Circling the Sun.
Yes, now Paula McLean, this is her second book, her first one, The Paris Wife. She used the same strategy. She takes a real person and then goes through the part of her life she's chosen and fleshes it out and makes the person real. So the first one was about Hadley Richardson, who was the first wife of Ernest Hemingway. However, so that sold really well. Now, Circling the Sun, she has taken a woman called Beryl Markham. So this is the early 1900s, the Edwardian times. It's set in Africa, in Kenya, and it was kind of the golden time of Africa. It was the time of the big safaris, the time of British people going to Kenya and buying up big pieces of land and kind of living the really high life.
Wow.
Perhaps higher than the life they would have led in Britain.
Yeah, right.
So her father brings the family out to Kenya when she's very young, but her mother doesn't like it at all. So by the time Beryl is nearly four, Mum leaves Kenya with the brother, goes back to England, and leaves Beryl on her own with the father.
Wow, so splits up the family.
She does, yes. So she leaves, how can I say, her childhood is quite wild.
Yeah.
She mixes mostly with the black people on the farm and is brought up with the kids, and the father is busy training racehorses. So she becomes very self-reliant, very strong. She's a very feisty character right from a child.
Yep.
So the story is really carrying on with her life into adulthood when she becomes quite a groundbreaker. She's a woman who wants to be in charge of her own life, which was quite unusual in those days. Usually you were the additive to perhaps a rich man.
Yeah, that's right. You kind of did what you were told.
Exactly. Yeah, you just kind of followed along.
And why have things changed?
And change they,
thank you,
they should for the better. Yes, thank you, Kevin.
Anyway, so she pushes the boundaries very much so, and so I won't tell you too many more about that, but she ends up, she becomes quite a prominent pilot. She becomes the first person to do a solo flight from Britain to America. The person who did it the other way was Lindbergh.
Yep.
And so that kind of It gives you an idea of her life, but it's absolutely fascinating.
Oh, wow. Gosh, yeah. It sounds intriguing. So that is the Paula McLean one. So if you like the sound of that, it's called Circling the Sun. We would love you to take home a free copy and have a little bit of a read, relax and just enjoy the pleasure of a good book. So if you'd like to win Circling the Sun, all you have to do right now is grab your phones, text Megan to 3920, text the word Megan to 3920, leave your details and you're in the draw to win, and we'll make the draw before 10. Pam, that sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Megan.